All right. Yo. All right. So, want to count me in then? Hey, everybody, this is Anthony from Game Music for All. Ha. Except for me. You need to have that balance. Well, anyway, that song you heard at the beginning was Generic Space Shooter by Radix, which we found out last week was incredibly awesome. Yeah, so take a hike. Who was our old favorite anyway? Emergency Pizza Party? Yeah. Take a hike, you Floridian guys. Unless Radix is from Florida too. I'm not actually sure. Yes. Except I would. Yeah, so if you're listening, you can email Hex, go on to nerdapalooza.org, I believe, leave a bunch of angry comments about having us host, threaten his life, all that good stuff. That'll get us in. I know there's some floating around. Oh, that's why he made a song about DreamHack. That does make sense now. DreamHack is a Swedish convention for like hackers and gamers. And I think one of his songs was in Swedish. All the pieces are coming together. Oh, like all the investigating and stuff? Yeah. No. Yeah, the actual lawyers were like guys. Take that, guy who makes VG Cats, whose name I don't remember. Now, Penny Arcade, they make great Pokemon comics. Chimchar, your ass, this ball, now! yes, I am going to PAX East to help do a panel on a compilation that we have coming out soon, and also to heckle people that will be there. Yeah, for a compilation that's coming out in a couple months, based on one video game composer's music, like a big tribute to him. It will be very exciting, and I can't wait to unveil it. It's a secret. Just like, come closer, I'll tell you. Did you get that? What are you whispering really loudly? I'll tweet at you. Oh, no. Too late. I closed my browser. You know it. What else would I do? I don't need to be less cool and, like, you know, opening up TweetDeck and opening up my browser is basically the same thing. I can tweet from my phone, but I never have anything to really tweet about. Yeah, I have a lot of followers, and I don't like bothering them. Yeah. It was by Radix. We investigated the whole thing. I did, though. There was nothing about that song we didn't uncover. That is how it works. Coming up next on KLVN Radio. And then you... I have no idea. But I do know that for some reason on the East Coast, they all start with W. And on the West Coast, they all start with K's. It would be better with drums. All right, sounds good. Indeed. Want me to count you in? All right. 3, 2, 1. I'm doing great. That was one of our fans. They were shouting. They're outside my window right now. It could be both. Word. It's gotten an outrageous amount of downloads so far. It's a great album, though. It deserves it. It's very awesome. They also have a new version of Contra that was on Here Comes a New Challenger 2 Turbo, which is also a great remake of it. Well, anyway, from there, I guess everyone fell asleep or something. I don't know. And then that, like, angry puff noise. Puff! All right. Have we gotten any tweets yet? Don't get mad at me. I didn't do anything. Oh, we do have one from another soundscape. He says, "Hello, podcast listeners. I'm Matthias, and I like game music for all." No, not Matthias. Matthias Hagstrom Yurt, who makes songs as another soundscape on OC Remix. I can't handle that much love. I would push it away and end up cheating on them. Making a new website or something. I'm not sure how that would work. Oh, all right. What if, and then, like, I peed on the old one or something? Because that's what you do when you break up, right? You pee on your ex significant other. Sorry, I gotta do what my culture says. I wish I could change things, but I'm only one man. It doesn't have to be like this. Oh, yes, it does. Well, it's because all those years ago, they peed on this man's freedom. I don't know how I got to this point. Yes. No, not really, actually. One of the rare occasions I don't. Yeah. Well, I was over-exaggerating, I guess. But I do need to pee, I think, more often than a regular individual. Don't know. Less than me. I didn't go out and do a survey. What do you want? Why are you asking me that? Yeah, but they can't actually hear us, so I'm not waiting like a week to find this out. Who's what? There's gotta be some like dudes with like a health problem really like skewing the data here, I have to say. So like if one goes up to like 10 seconds, that'll count like as two. Can you find that on Google? Can you find the average length of a fart? This has to be like the most lowbrow episode we've done, and that's saying a lot. All right. I feel better about myself now. I think we should play some classy so that like when we come back we'll feel more. Well, there's another classy one here. We could play Program to Fight by the Megas, which is an acoustic orchestral remake of their song Crash Man. It's too late. You can't unintroduce it. Speaking of douchebags, here's the Megas. I have to apologize to them before they hear that. All right. Has anyone tweeted you guys? Or just make a bunch of fart noises and we'll overlay it o on top of the Uncharted song. All right. I got 10 minutes left, 15 minutes. Yeah, true faith, I guess we'll end with. Like Internet 2.0, Internate 2.0, is that what we're working towards? I just assumed that it was like a remake of the Nate's theme from the first Uncharted, you know, like a logical person would think. Oh, we also have another tweet. This one is from Tony B from one of Zealous One's homies, and he said to mention that the takeover starts up again on PalomarCollegeRadio.com this Sunday. And also no one listened to it because our podcast is better. I haven't had. It sounds like such a I wish I could have sat in on that marketing meeting. What are we gonna call this thing? Like full of nuts. Nutella. Nuts, nut juice in a can. Was like number two, like on their whiteboard as they were coming up with when they were brainstorming ideas all night. It's between these two guys. Like, all right, we're going with Nutella, and whoever thought of the other one is fired. What? Lols. He'll say something and then he'll have a conversation with himself in his head and then he'll argue whatever he just thought. And what is a toy? We need a drum roll right here. I don't remember. Like, I remember some cool ones, like this, like, like this weird thing you would push down and it would pop and shoot into the air like 10 feet. I don't know what it's called, but it was awesome. And I was like 4 at the time, so don't tell me it wasn't awesome because it was. Oh, this could get bad. We'll just let her answer now. She had her own. Don't lump me in with him. I gave you your in. You should be thanking me. No. Continue. When you got it out of the machine, did it give you that trumpet noise like wah wah? Why did they even include Bidoof in it? I just don't understand, like, what kid, like they could only make so many Pokemon, right? Like, they have 450 to choose from. Like, they're gonna give you, like, the starters, Pikachu, Jigglypuff, and, like, I don't know, the legendaries, I guess, Why would they even include Bidoof? What kid? What kid is like, hell yeah! I just remember I would catch him and trade him. Why not? Because it's dumb. Thought that was like Golduck. You people and your Pokemon. I'll play again in 10 years. I don't need to drop another like 300 hours of my life just yet. We could start a Pokemon podcast. That would, yeah. What? Oh, yeah. We did not do them. And what would a Pokemon themed show do? Like, I'm walking through some shrubs. Ah, it's another Bidoof. Do I want, like. Yeah. I thought that was silver and gold. Yeah, because you know those robot Pokemon. Voltorb's an orb. They're just made out of metal. Don't be so racist about it. Just because they're metal doesn't mean they're robots. No, he evolved from Onix. Well, more like a hologram, I thought. What about Ditto? Yeah, Ditto would change shapes. He wouldn't like. He wasn't some super genius scientist. And speaking of things that aren't holograms. We should have some jingle to play when there's exclusive. Like, exclusive. Dun, 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 dun. You know? Are you just gonna cut that and use it now? I am all on board for that. Bye. Oh. Woot. Bastards. They have a record label? Oh. Yep. So a million things are happening over there and all awesome. Bye. So, all right. I'm hitting stop.